something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. As we have heard, the BBC is showing the tournament from day four. Hazel Irvine, who's hosting the BBC's coverage, has been sharing her thoughts to The Netball Show about the progress Scotland and Northern Ireland have made.
Absolutely. And the huge strides that both nations have taken in the last few years has been fantastic. The Thistles have done particularly well, and they had a great showing, as you know, at the Commonwealth Games last year. And I think we could see the development that's been taking place in Northern Ireland. Some really excellent players on board there too. So a lot of younger players coming through, and one or two, as you know, senior players who've been marshalling the troops there. So I really think that it's great to have involvement from all parts of the United Kingdom, obviously. And I think that's going to be reflected in the support levels. I know there's a lot of people coming down from Scotland, and there will be from Northern Ireland, to support their team too. So it's important that we get behind every one of the UK teams that will be involved, all three of them, yeah.
Did you get to many Sirens games last season? What do you think of the work Claire's done?
I haven't seen a huge amount of it, I must be honest, but I know of her work, and I think, isn't it great to have a franchise that's working so well in a setup in the Super League that is working so well,
yeah,
that is really beginning to make an impact and cut through in newspaper cuttings, in internet reports. We can read about these women who are playing, who are becoming elite athletes, who are playing this fantastic game that we love. And I think that normalises a league structure in which we start to see a lot more of netball in the news. And I think the more we read, the more we hear, when we see, is exactly what we need to try and grow this sport that we love even more.
We've been blessed last season with some of these international players as part of our league. What have you made of some of them?
To be honest, I've been really fascinated by the crossover between the British system here and obviously the Super League in Australia.
Yeah.
And I know that was a huge upheaval in netball terms when there was the split between the Kiwis and the Aussies. But I think that the Super League there has made a massive difference, I think, to the career path opportunities for women in elite sport. You think about it, yes, we're beginning to see that pattern emerge in football. There's a lot of sponsorship, but really the Australian Super League the Super Netball there has really shown the way in terms of what's possible, in terms of pay structure, in terms of support for female athletes, and I think in terms of the normalisation of a professional culture in women's elite sport. That is massive. And I think it's reflected by the profile of a lot of the players who are going to play there. And indeed, I think you're beginning to see that in this country too. And I think it's definitely not a feeder league, not at all, because it's becoming very much an entity in its own right. It has great support. We see crowds that are coming to see these teams and these players, and the support for that is growing all the time. And I really think, Andy, that you're going to see increased crowds and increased interest in the British League after this World Cup as well, because we'll have again another platform, just as we had at the Gold Coast, to say, wait a minute, I really want to see a bit more of that. I think something like 130,000 women and girls have taken up netball or have gone back to netball in the wake of the Gold Coast events last year at the Commonwealth Games. That's incredible, isn't it? So, you know, I really think it's cut through, and I think the more we can get netball into the public eye through newspaper coverage, through column inches, and obviously through internet reporting and indeed visibility, the better it will cut through in general terms.
Joe's already told us as well about big events for the Monday following the final, biggest summer of netball, and it's just getting people involved and opening up courts.
Oh, that's great. Now, this is something I don't know a huge amount about as yet. So
check an
you know more
podcast.
About this than me.
Check
yes,
an
I will.
Podcast.
I will. I will indeed. Yes, thank you very much. Because I'm diving headlong into my research on all the teams at the moment, and I'm really enjoying that, and looking forward to seeing some of these amazing superstars and on this side of the world as well. And obviously, I'm really looking forward to. Particularly the later stages of the championships, and when we're going to get some really close and dramatic matches in a great environment. So, yes, so I'm headlong into my research at the moment. I'm really enjoying it, and I'll be up to speed, and I'll have all the information at my fingertips, all that sort of stuff. I love to do all that. That's a bit I really enjoy, Andy. So I'm right into it at the moment. My teeth are firmly into it.
Is that going well? How's the pronunciation part going?
Well, I've got a few contacts in the Southern Hemisphere, so they're helping me and with some of those. And to be honest, it's something that I've done for a very long time in terms of athletes from every sport from all across the world. I do remember a Thai weightlifter actually, a female weightlifter in 2008 at the Beijing Olympic Games, and I had to master. Well, it is. It's completely clean. Her name was Prapawadi Jarawan Ratana Tanakorn. I kid you not. So therefore, wow. If I can get that one right, hopefully I can get these ones right in the coming weeks.
What are you going to get out of hosting massive events like this? I mean, you've done it time and time again, but yeah,
well,
what's that going to be like?
Frankly, this is a busman's holiday for me, because if I weren't working at it, I'd be watching it, because I've always loved netball. I was a wing attack centre in my day at school. It was one of my most favourite sports to play. Played it right through primary school. That's when I first started in Cardross. We had a great team when I was growing up. And then I played it for my secondary school, Hermitage Academy. And then I went on to play for the university as well, St Andrews University. So it's a game that I've played. I'm certainly not going to get into any of the national teams very quickly, but it's a game that I've loved to play. I loved the feeling of teamwork, of being part of a team, and you know, being biased, I always felt the midcourt players were real dynamos. Yeah. I like to think of myself as that wee nippy one in the middle, you know. I could usually squirrel under people rather than yeah. So I was always quite diminutive, quite small, but I was fast and I was nippy, and I was a good feeder into the shooting circle, although I say so myself, so I'm a bit biased. That was always my favourite position to play, with centre or indeed wing attack. But I think I love the sport. I've always had an understanding and an appreciation for the not just the athleticism required, but the ball handling skills, the agility, and the speed of thought, which is something I think is one of the key elements in netball. It is, I like to say, it's the most democratic of team sports, because as you know, and you can't lob it from one shooting circle to the other shooting circle and just let somebody tall and rangy shoot the goals. It has to go through that midcourt. It has to be played through all functioning parts of the team, and that's why when you get a World Netball Champions or you get a Commonwealth Games champions, you can honestly say that the constituent parts of those teams and those squads are the whole. That's what makes the whole. That yes, you can have a star shooter. Yes, they can shoot high percentages and you rely on them, but you've got to get the ball to them. Yeah. You've got to make sure you get the ball to them. And that really is the essence of the teamwork involved in doing so. And that's why I love it. That's why I want to be involved, because it's such an exciting sport to watch, and particularly if you have an appreciation for having played it even to a semi-decent standard, or maybe not even a semi-decent standard. But I think we're kind of preaching to the converted in terms of the female population, because most of us, in fact probably all of us, have played netball at school at some point and enjoyed it. And I think it's just spreading that net and showing everybody else, and showing the guys, and showing the watching public, boys and girls watching it, that this is a wonderful sport, and it's played by, I keep going back to this word, Andy, elite athletes.
Yeah.
And that's what they are. They really are amongst the fittest, quickest thinking athletes you will see. So it's a very long-winded answer to a short question.
I know, I can't remember what I asked you now.
And it was simply, why do I want to be involved? Because I love it. That is the short answer to that question.
Well, the good news is BBC are showing every game on TV and digital from day four onwards. Hazel,
yes, indeed.
Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. I fully intend to, Andy. I fully intend to.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.